Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are many business people that believe that they come in the morning, they put the key in the door, they turn the computers, lights on, they turn the computers on, they wait for everyone to come in, they have a to-do list, and they work through the to-do list, and they think they've done a good job. And possibly they would have done a good job if they'd be an employee. So that's what employees do. Employees have a job description, and they have goals, and they have things that they need to accomplish. And if they accomplish those goals, and if they accomplish more than those goals, they've done a good job. They've done a great job. They've done what was asked of them. But as a CEO, president, or business owner, it's not enough just to do a great job and do what's asked of you. You need to be a visionary. You need to understand. You need to be a strategist. And that means that you have to ask yourself, what's next? It's always what's next. What's the next sale we're going to get? What's the next great hire we're going to make? What's the next product we're going to add? What's the next location we're going to open up? It's always about what's next. If you take those words, what's next, and you absolutely just burn them into your brain and you use them all of the time, and you're thinking about it all of the time, you will be much more successful, because just doing a job is not going to grow your business. Asking what's next will grow your business. It will make your business successful. You will understand it. And what's next can apply to many, many things. It can apply to when things are going well. It can also apply when there's a problem. When there's a problem, we say to ourselves, what's next? How do we resolve this? And what's next in making sure that we never have this happen again? So it's a continual quest. It just doesn't stop. There is no such thing, as we know, in this world called perfection, because there is no perfection. But we strive to do the very best job and get it the most perfect job that we possibly can by asking what's next. And we get our coworkers, our employees, our staff to ask the same thing, what's next? So that we teach them that they can do a better job by doing the same thing, by getting them to think, by getting them to understand, by getting them to say that, you know, this isn't just coming in and doing your to-do list. This is coming in and thinking things through. This is coming in and challenging me, the CEO, president, or business owner, with questions about what I should do to make things better. See things that I don't see. Help me understand how we're going to make this business successful in a world of competition. So keep in mind, always ask yourself, as I ask myself every single day, what's next, and you will be pleased with the results that you get. You'll find out that you're under less stress, the profits will grow, the business will grow, your employees, your coworkers will be happier, and of course all of those things, more profit, happy employees, happy customers, that makes you happy also. So, this is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.